Mesechta Zavei Dezorah, Daf Tesvav, 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Yudalar Beis at the new Mishnah, and our Mishnah will continue to discuss various dinim regarding transactions between Yisrael and Goy, which are relevant the entire year, and not only specifically to Yom Edom. And keep in mind that as Rashi will explain in the Gemara, that on any Issa that a Goy is responsible for, a Yisrael is Chayiv full of Ne'ivel Sita Mishal, and as Rashi explains in the Gemara, a Goy is Muzon to Issa Revia based on the Pasuk and Pasuk Bereishis, which states, Al-Kain Yazav Ishes of Ves Imai, Vidovik Beishtoi, Vahoyulu Basachod, and Rashi explained that this refers to the couple having a child together, and this isn't Shaykh Barviya, as this relationship cannot produce children. And others explained that the Torah tells us that it will not only have a physical relationship, but they will also have a deeper relationship, which is also only relevant to humans and not to animals. And since it's also for Goy to be Mizana with an animal, so Yisrael would be Muzur, on Lifne Evil, Sita Michal. And our Mishnah begins, Makab Shinagul, Limko Behema Dakal, and currently we will explain our Mishnah that the Mishnah is teaching us that in a place where the Goyim weren't Choshel Arviyah, so it was a Mokim that they were knowing to sell smaller animals to Goyim. However, in a place where the Goyim were Nechshel Arviyah, so they were knowing that a Jew would not sell a Behemoth Daka, such as sheep and goat, to a Goy, as if they would, they would be Oivah on the Issa of Lufnei Evil Sita Mechshel. And at this point, some are Gurus, Val Yishana Adam and Pnei HaMachlekes, and Rashi states, Legurus La Hacha, Avu B'Psachim Gorisla, and Rashi is referring to the Mishnah at the beginning of Perak Makom Shinagu on Daf Nun on the Beis and Mesech Tzpsachim, and our Mishnah continues of Echom Makom Ein Mekel Hambe Megasa Golem V'Siachim Shleimim V'Shvurin, and Rabbi Huda Mata B'Shvura, that in all places, even where there is no Chshasha Raviya, one cannot sell Behem Megasa to a Goy, as Rashi explains, Mepreishim Yechadis Melacha, and Va'isa Behemta Melacha B'Shabbes the Gazrinon Atu She'ilas Chiris V'Nisayni, which will be discussed further when we learn the Gemara, and the Tanakhama holds that this Isser doesn't only apply to adult animals that are Shleimim and that are Reil Melacha, but it even applies to young calves and young donkeys, and even to animals that are Shvurin, and even though they aren't Reil Lassim Melacha, as Rashi explains that Gazbu Rabbanon Dilma Oslach Lufei, Va'asil Lemizbul Hu Gedelim Shleimim Reil Melacha, and Rabbi Huda's Mata B'Shvura, which the Gemara will explain in detail. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us Ben Beseri Mata B'Sus, that Ben Beseri holds that this Gzira isn't applicable to a horse, as although it's a behemah gasa, however, generally people do not use horses for any yisurin deraisa, as generally people ride on horses, and rechiva is only a shvus midrabbanan ba'alma, as we have a klal, the chai noses atzmai, and therefore the rabbanan did not make a gzira that a yisrael can't sell a horse to a guy, as there's no reason to be geizim mashum she'e l'skiris or nisreni. And the Gemara begins, l'meimur di yisur leka min hagahu de'ika, hecha denog isa nog, hecha denog heta nog. And the Gemara asks a question from a Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis, as Vermini imamid mehimim b'bun kai shalav d'chavim mepleich shechashud al arviyah. And the Gemara asks that it seems that not all goyim are choshal arviyah, and therefore the dinah of Mishnah isn't based on an issa, and is based on minigam makim. And if they are noyik issa, then it's asa, and if the makim is noyik heta, then it's muta. And the Gemara asks from the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis of Medalev that clearly seems to teach us that all goyim are choshal arviyah, as the Mishnah teaches us that in all places a Yisrael cannot place or stable an animal in a non-Jewish inn, as they are chosha arviya, and the Yisrael will be evil on lufnei evil isita michshol. And as Ritva points out, pirish minitoy lo b'minig mechlal b'stam goyim in chashun arviya elu b'mokim shechashudin lona b'kach v'lachi tol lo b'minhaga and the hecha de nag yisura mishum shem chashudim lohem nag v'asa mishum lufnei ivar v'hecha de nag atera pirish d'li chashida b'kach nag b'muta and it's mashma b'stam goyim in chashudim arviya. The Gemara now brings two answers, as Amar Rav, Makom Shatir Limka Atir Liyached, Makom Shasul Liyached Asur Limka. And the first Teretz of the Gemara is that Rav explains that in reality, not all Goyim are Choshal Arviyah. In a Chanami, in a Makom with a Nog Heter, and they allow someone to sell a Behemoth Daka to a Goy, that's because they weren't Choshal Arviyah. And in a Chanami, in those places, it would also not be also for a Jew to stable the animal by a Goy Shein, as in those places, Goyim were not Choshal Arviyah. And even though the Mishnah Daf Chav Bezim Aleph seems to be speaking about all cases and seems to be telling us that in all places a Yisrael cannot stable his animal at a non-Jewish inn based on the Cheshash for his nus, but the Maisa, that Mishnah is only really going back on the last part of our Mishnah, and our Mishnah stated Makom Shenagu Shelo Limka in Meichrin, and therefore the Mishnah tells us that in those Mekoymais where the Minig is not to sell a Behemoth Daka to a Goy, and that is because the Goyim in those areas are Chashad Al Raviyah, and the Mishnah teaches us that in those locations locations, it would be also for Yisrael to stable the animals at a non-Jewish inn, as these goyim are chashal arviya, and Yisrael would be oivon lefnei evil esita michshal. And I am bottom Rashi on daf yudal and beis, where Rashi is bothered by the lashon of Rav, as Rav states makom shetiru limkar hetiru liyached, and then Rav switches his order and he states makom sheasul liyached asul limkar, and zok Rashi v'le kasha had le kamin nami kai lishna, and he should have stated makom sheasul limkar asul yached ki heichad kama makom shetiru limkar hetiru liyached. And Rashi explains mishum that tiru limkar dektani kama hadam asnisin dektani makom shenagul limkar meichin dektani dun le ariel b'mechira, as our Tana only speaks about mechira, doesn't discuss the heta to stable your animals by a non-Jewish inn. However, makom sheasul liyached dektani kama hada ahid imamidin demayir b'isayichod ayin sham. And we continue on daf tesvav and medalef, and the Gemara states Rabbi Elazar imer ap makom sheasul liyached hetiru limkar, and my taima as ayvi kachavim chasal behemta ishloi teaka. And the Gemara brings a second teretz, as Rabbi Elazar explains that ina chenami the mishnah daf chav beizim medalef is not talib minig, as since it's not the goy's animal and the animal still belongs to the Yisrael, so surely the goy is choshal arviya, and it's also for Yisrael to leave his own animal at a goy's stable, as he would be oivon lefnei evil esita michshal. However, even though a goy is choshal arviya, but our Mishnah teaches us that when selling an animal to a goy, so some goyim will still be nechshal arviya even with their own animal, and in these cities it would be also to sell a behemah daka to them. However, there are places where a goy is not nechshal arviya with their own animal, and therefore the issel of Na'iva wouldn't apply, and these cities it would be mutter for Yisrael to sell a behemah daka to a goy. And Rabbi Elazar explains that the reason to be mechalik and hold that a goy is always chashal arviya with another person's animal, but not necessarily with their own animal, is because when being revered an animal, it was caused the animal to become an akar or sterile. And as Rashba states, and afilu bischarim nami chayish dumim mechachshi, and I tap Rashi on daf tesvav min aleph, where Rashi states Rabbi Elazar ima ap makim shasul liachid kiktani bahu. And regarding stabling your animals by an inn of Ayvi Chavim, Shabahim Shal Yisraeli, that behemoth still belongs to Yisrael, so certainly Ein Ayvi Chavim Chasla Mulava, the Ka'aval of Nei Evil Sitil Mishal, Vahachi Asa, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, Vahaf Rav Hadabay, the Amr of Techlifa, Amr of Shilu Bavimi, Mishmaid Rav, that Ayvi Chavim is Chasal Behemta, Shalay Te'akar, and ultimately Rav also was Chayza and agreed to Rabbi Lazan as Mechal between Behemoth Day and someone else's animal. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, that Vachom Makim, Ein Mechum Han Behemoth. That even in those places where the Mishnah taught us makom shenagul limkar behemah daka le'chavim meichrin, as we're not choshed that they will actually be mezana with their own animal, and therefore they would also not be mezana with their own behemah gasa. However, even so, it would be also for a Jew to sell a behemah gasa to a guy. And the Gemara asks, my timer, and what is the reason for this takana? And the Gemara explains, as nehil l'avia le'chashinon ma'avav mi'malacha chashinon, as although we are not choshed that the guy would have a relationship with the behemah, as we're referring even to a place where the minhag hamakim was that we would sell a behemah daka to a guy. However, since the standard was to use a behemah gasa for malacha, and it's also for one to do work with their animal on Shabbos, therefore it's also for Yisrael to sell a behemah gasa to a guy. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered, v'ne'evad kivin dezavir kanya, that l'chayr, what is wrong with the guy actually doing malacha with his behemah on Shabbos, as since he already bought the animal from Yisrael, so at this point it's not a behemah of Yisrael, and certainly the Issa Shvisas Behemtai doesn't apply. And as Rashi states, Kivin Zavna Kanya Ve'ina Shal Yisrael, and no longer belongs to Yisrael, U'mishum Lufnei Evil Sita Michal Le'Ka'avar Te'Bnei Ne'ech Le'Netztava La'Shvisa. And then Rashi is bothered that L'maisa we know it is an Issa of Amir La'akam. And at the end of Rashi, Rashi explains, U'masha Asli Yisrael Lo'im Le'Vicham Masei Likach Zeh U'mishum Mimsei Chefzucha V'Dabe Dava As Dibur Is Asa. And number one, this is only when Yisrael tells us to a guy. And number two, this is only an Issa Rabbana, and it's based on a smachta from a pasuk in Yeshaya. And the Gemara answers that in a chenami, if you would sell an animal to a guy, then it really shouldn't be any problem. However, gzeiru mishum she'ilu mishum schiris, that the reason why the Rabbanim made this takana is because they were concerned that if we allow a Jew to sell an animal to a guy, then he would also lend or rent his animal to a guy. goy, since this animal still belongs to the Jew, so when the goy uses this animal on Shabbos, the Yisrael will be oivan to Issa Shvises Behemtai. And Ayin Rashi explains that the makor for the Issa Shvises Behemtai is from the Pasuk in Bar Schanan that states, Yom Hashvi Shabbos Lashem Alekecha Leisasa Kamalacha Atu Vinchu Vitecha V'Avducha V'Amascha V'Sharcha V'Chamerecha V'Chol Behemtecha. And as we explained, the Hashta Behemes Yisrael Hi U'Metzuvu Hu Al Shvisasa. Ayin other Rishonim that learned that this is not actually allowed, but it's an Issa Asei, as the Pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim states, Sheish Yom Tassim Asecha Ova Yom Hashvi Tishbais L'Man Yinuach Sharcha V'Chamerecha V'Yinofesh Ben Amascha V'Ager. And our Gemara now continues and asks, how can you say that we're making a gzira because of she'ilim, because of skiras, but she'ilah kanya, va'agra kanya, that if someone lends something to another person, then certainly the chayi ba'insin, and therefore we see that the person that borrowed the item is actually kinyan item, and similarly b'negei skiras, that is actually a kinyan, and therefore this animal really belongs to the guy, and the issa shvises behemtai should not apply. And as Rashi states, she'ilah kanya l'mei she'ilasa, the kivin the chayi ba'insin harei she'loi, and keep in mind that ultimately the Gemara will come out that the Issa Shvises Behemtai applies even by She'ila and Schiris, but at this point the Gemara feels that it will not apply, and therefore the Gemara is bothered that L'chir, why is it also to sell a Behem Agasa to a guy? And therefore the Gemara explains, El Amro in Breda of Yeva, Gzir Mishum Nisreini, as the Zimna de Zovnan La Nele, Samach Lishkiya Sechama de Mali Shabda, Va'amale Tanasya Nele, Vishamale Lakale, Va'azle Machmase, Vinichle Tezel, Va'havle Mechamach Behemte Bishabbis, Va'mechamach Behemte Bishabbis Chayiv Chatos. And Rami Breder Aviv explains that the reason why you can't sell a behem agasa to a guy is because we're concerned that if a Yisrael will be selling a behem agasa to a guy right before Shabbos and it's right before Shkia, and the guy says to Yisrael that prior to me finalizing the purchase, I want to have a test ride and I want to see if this behem is strong enough to carry a load and still walk properly, the animal will be full with packages, Yisrael will colt it in order to make it walk, and since at this point Yisrael still owns the animal, and the animal will walk for Amos and Rishis Rabim while carrying a package, so the Yisrael would be Oivan Issa Mechama B'Shabbos, and we know if someone's Mechama Acha B'Hemta in Shabbos, then they're Chayiv Chatos, and it's actually an Issa D'Raisa. Ayin Rashi Dio Maschel V'Ozlo Machmose Machmas Koyloi Shimakeres V'Yilechas, as it recognizes the voice of its owner and it walks. Rashi explains Mechama Le Shayach Lemeimo El B'Behim Hatun Amasoi U'Palm Shenesla Masel and Seisa Emo Lechas Yofa V'Havalim Mechama B'Shabbos V'Ikel Amanda Oem Perk Basra B'Sech Shabbos, the Chayiv Chatos, V'Hasim Plukto, and there is a man the Omer Mesech the Shabbos that holds that one that is Mechama Ach Behem to B'Shabbos is Chayiv Chatos, as L'maisa Mechama is not one of the Lamentas Melachos, and it's a separate Melacha, and according to one man the Omer, you Chayiv Chatos, and even according to the other man the Omer, although you won't be Chayiv Chatos, however, certainly it is Asa, and certainly it is an Issa D'Raisa, and keep in mind that the actual Issa Mechama is when Yisrael does work together with his animal, and by the fact that he actually spoke and he led the animal, that is actually considered they did work together with the animal, and therefore the Issa Mechama applies. And also keep in mind that the Issa Mechama applies in any case where the behemoth actually performs any of the Lamentas Melachos, and for example, if the owner would actually speak to it and it would actually be threshing, that would also be an Issa. However, the standard case of Mechama, when the animal carries packages, as Mavidal Amis Bershus Rabim, and keep in mind when the Gemara stated V'nichle the Tezel, so the Rishonim explain that the Gemara wants to state that he specifically wanted it to go, and therefore it's a Dova Miskavin. The Gemara now continues that the reason why we stated that the Gzera cannot be because of She'ila or because of potential Schiras, because She'ila is Kanya and Agra is Kanya, but the Gemara will now prove that although it's true that B'negei She'ila and Schiras, there is some sort of a kinyan to the one that borrows or that rents the animal, however certainly the actual animal belongs to the Yisrael and belongs to the Mashal or the Maskir, and based on this question, the Gemara will end off that in a chenami the gzirin of Mishnah as to why the Chacham stated that Yisrael cannot sell behem agasa to a guy, not only because of Nisyani, but also because of Sheila and because of Schiris. And the Gemara continues, Maskalar Ashisha Breda of Idi, or Schiris Mikanya, that how can you tell me that Schiris is actually Kleina Lagamri and is considered the guy's animal completely during the Yimei Schiris? This animal is not Shaykh to the Yisrael, but for Atnan, but we will learn in the Mishnah Daf Chafal from an Aleph that you'll not let him rent a house to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishnah tells us that you're allowed to rent a property to a goy in Chutz Laretz. However, the Mishnah continues, that even in a place where we stated that you're allowed to rent a property to a goy, this was only stated regarding buying those properties where you will not live and you will not bring avodah zarah into. And for example, you could rent a warehouse to a guy. However, you can't rent him a house that he will live in, as he will bring avodah zarah into the house. And Rav Shisha Brei Darvidi is for isak daita skiris kanya haiki kamael basic kamael. And if we actually hold that during the time of the skiris, rent is actually koin this makayim, why should it be us to sell a house to a guy, as even if he will live there and he'll bring avodah zarah into his home, but it's considered his home and therefore it should not be us at all? And the Gemara answers, Shani avodah zarah the chamira yichsiv, and as the pasuk in Parshas Ekev states, v'lo yisavet ta'iva al beisecha v'yisa chirim kamayu shaket tishaktenu v'sav tisavenu kichirim hu. And since we see a chumra by avodah zarah, that the Torah tells us that you shouldn't even bring avodah zarah into your home, therefore machmer that even in a case where you're going to rent your home to avodah zarah, and even though during that time frame the avodah zarah is considered to own the home, but even so we made a gzira, you shouldn't rent a home to avodah zarah, as l'maisa he'll bring his avodah zarah into this home. And once again the Gemara continues and asks a similar question from the Mishnah Masechtas Chumais, as maskalar b'tzur b'ira mishasha uskiris mikanya, that how could we have stated that when someone rents an item, then during the yemei skiris that he's considered the owner and the original owner is not considered the bialim at all, as b'tznam. But we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Chumais, Yisrael seshlacha para mikoyin yech lena kashine chuma, that if Yisrael rented a para from a koyin, then even though during yemei skiris the Yisrael is responsible for the mezainis of this animal, even so the Yisrael could feed kashine chuma to the behema. And as Rashi points out, afal pisha mezainis sel love ain't a gazlan chila chumas koyin, he's not considered a gazlan if he feeds him kashine chuma fisha chuma mamon shein lo toiv mi, as chuma is not something that someone has a specific fee on. Shall we nice l'chol koyin shiirta, as Yisrael has a right to pick which koyin he wants to give it to, v'im rotza yachalit l'chol koyin zeh shehiskele parasai, and if he wanted he could have given it to this koyin that he rented the par from, v'oysa koyin mistama nichle, and certainly this koyin that he rented the animal from would be happy that his animal is being fed properly. Generally, since Yisrael is saving money by feeding chuma to the animal, so certainly the Yisrael will make sure that this animal has enough to eat, d'mal loy l'hakbed v'al loy ina miruchedes loy, and l'fichach machol shiirdeish and nice behemtai ma'isin kashin and harbe ba'ayin yafa yosim shi'ilu ha'yishalei and nichalei ve'ina gazlin. Rashi continues, inami, that the way that this Yisrael had kashin e'chuma is shenafalim be'savi'im ve'koyin, and he received the Yerusha from his maternal grandfather who was a koyin. And Ayin Tezridu points out, v'im toima hechi matzu b'yad Yisrael kashin e'chuma, and he explains k'goyin shekona isam me'koyin, that Yisrael brought this chuma from a koyin. And also Ayin Tezridu points out that generally we know that you're not allowed to feed chuma to a behema. However, since kashine chuma is Michael behema, therefore it's mutter to feed this to a behema. However, the Tzurid adds that perish hakashin and afal pishe Michael behema, and even though they're generally eaten by animals, but nacholun galum b'nei adam, certain people certainly eat kashinen and dumi desayim, and this is similar to Bali, she'ilu loyeh Michael adam ki Michael behema bovad, as if it would be exclusively Michael behema loyeh chayon b'chuma, then the chiyav of chuma would not be applicable at all. Keep in mind that the question of Yitzchak Breeder of Meshashia from this Mishnah Masechtas Chumais will not be from this part of the Mishnah and will be from the next part of the Mishnah. As the Mishnah continues, the Kain Yisachar Par Mishral Afal Pish Mezein Yisrael Leah Lo Yachlen Kashine Chuma, and if a Kain rents a par from a Yisrael, then even though the Kain is responsible to give Mezeinis to this animal, he can't feed him Kashine Chuma. And we know that a Kain could feed his own animal Chuma. Therefore, Yitzchak Breeder of Meshashia is V'Isak Adait Eschiris Kanya, that if we hold that during the Yemei Eschiris that the Seicha is actually Kain this animal, so why can't the Kohen feed this animal of Truma if Lemais is considered Kin Kaspoi, is considered the Kohen's animal, El Shema Minas, Chiris Leikanya, and therefore we see from here, even during the Yemei Schiris, the Seich is not Kohen the animal, and similarly during the Yemei She'ela, the She'ela would not be Kohen the animal. And based on this question, so the Gemara now points out, the Hashad Amrit, Chiris Leikanya, so now that we stated that even during the Yemei Schiris, the Seich is not Kohen the animal, and really this animal still belongs to the Masher, into the mashal, so certainly even when Yisrael lends or rents his animal to a guy, then the Yisrael is still the owner. Certainly the Issa Shvisus Behemtai still applies. Therefore, the Gemara now explains that the reason why Mishnah taught us that the Yisrael cannot sell Behem Gasa to a guy, and even though once the guy buys the animal, certainly there is no Issa of Shvisus Behemtai, and certainly there is no Issa of Lefnei Evil Sita Michshal, as we explain. However, the Mishnah still teaches us that it's also for Yisrael to sell Behem Gasa to a guy, and this gzira is not only because of Nesaini, but it's also based on Schiris. Sefiris, and it's also based on She'ela. The Gemara continues, Rav Ad Ashar Lizvune Chamara Yadu Safsira Imishum Nisyani Hala Yadu Lakale Da Azul Machmase V'Imishum She'elu Sefiris Kivin D'Lay D'Dehi Lay Moshev Lay Moga V'Oy Mishum D'Lay Nigle Be Muma. Rav Acha teaches us that although we stated that Yisrael cannot directly sell a behemah gasa to a guy, but Yisrael can give his animal to an agent, and the agent can sell the animal to a guy, as all of the reasons that we had for this gzira do not apply, as even if the agent sells this animal on Erev Shabbos, Samach HaChashecha, there won't be a problem in Hussaini, as Lemaisa, the animal, does not recognize the voice of this agent, and therefore the agent will not be Oivan Mechamer. In addition, the agent was only given the right to go sell this animal, and the owner didn't give him permission to lend out or rent this animal, and therefore certainly he won't rent it out, and he won't lend out the animal. In addition, even if you will say that he has a right to lend it out or rent it out, but ultimately he will get paid his commission only when he sells this animal, and he's concerned that if he rents or lends this animal to someone, then people will realize that there's actually a problem with this animal, and they won't want to buy this animal, and therefore he'll lose out on his commission. And in general, when the Gemara uses the term Sasira, it generally refers to a middleman and someone that actually buys an item in order to hold it for a short period and flip it to someone else. However, over here, we touch it as an agent, as Lemaisa is not receiving any benefit aside for a commission. He isn't the owner, but I know the Rishonim that learned that the word Safsira means a middleman and not an agent. I know the Mefarshim not bothered that generally when we have Takanos Chachamim, we say that Loi Pol Chachamim B'Takanosam. And why is it that Rabbi Ada stated that regarding this Gzira, we would be Mechale between when an owner is selling a Behemah Gasa directly to a guy, or if he sells it through an agent, Ayin Shum? We explain the 2 points of the Gemara based on Rashi, and Ayin Ritfahu points out that when the Gemara stated Kivin Delay Didehi Loi Moshev Loi Moga Va'oid Mishum Delay Nigle Me Muma Zok Ritfah Kivin Delay Mizmel Zvuni B'Lechudhu, so he won't lend or rent it, as the Chayish L'Chash the Behemtai, as he doesn't want to add extra miles onto the Behema and be Machish the Koyach the Behema, as that will certainly lower the price when he sells the animal. And then the Gemara stated Va'filu Tema Delay Fisha Delay Chash Moshev Loi Moga and the Gemara continues, Rav Huna Zavanahi Parah Levi Kechavim, that Rav Huna sold a parah that is a behemah gasa to a guy, and Amar Rav Chista, my time of my hachi, and Rav Chista asked Rav Huna that why is it that you did this if the Chayyur and Mishnah teaches us that he sold now a sell behemah gasa to a guy, and Amar Lein Rav Huna responds to Rav Chista, Emel Shechita Zavna, that although certainly you've been a gay chamar, there would be an Isar, as the chamar is a behemah tmeah, and even Goyim generally do not eat chamayim, and therefore we're not going to be able to be toilet b'shchita. However, since many people buy parais in order to slaughter it, so therefore I could be toilet that the reason why the guy was buying this animal was in order to shecht it. Therefore, all the reasons for the gzira do not apply, as you wouldn't lend or rent this animal if it's going to be used for shchita. And certainly, if the guy is buying this animal for shchita, then certainly there won't be any reason for a test. Therefore, there is no chashash for mechamach behemta either. And ayin in the bottom Rashi and Amid, Diba Maskel Emel Shchita Zavna, and Rashi states, Betalina Lakula, and Rashi is bothered that the fear of Huna, why would it ever be Asa for Yisrael to sell a behemah gasa to a guy? And Zok Rashi, Masistim behemah tmeya, Afilu Bistama, that Amish is talking about a behemah tmeya, which is generally sold in order to work, and not Lashchita, and therefore it's Asa, Inami Betaira, or we're referring to behemah Taira, Umum Farish Levi Chavim to Kliumakai, and it's referring to a case where the guy told Yisrael that I want you to sell me this para because I need it to work for me. And certainly the reasons for the xeris of she'ela and schiris and isyani would apply. And we continue on daft hasvah and beis, and the Gemara states not tamer the armin and kai gavna, and how do we know that we actually hold like this katsura of huna, and in a scenario where there may be a problem of lufnei evil sita michshal, that we can be toila lakula, and we could explain that this behemah is being sold for shchita, and therefore the issa of lufnei evil will never apply. And the Gemara will bring a raya to this concept from the Shita Beis Hillel and the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, as the Tzad, as the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas brings a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Umim and Beis Shammai states, Lo Yimka Loi Parech Reshet B'Shviyas, that during Shemitah, a person cannot sell a cow that is Roy for Chayrisha to another Yisrael that is Choshel al Shviyas, based on the Yisrael of Nei Evil Eisita Mechshal. However, Beis Hillel Matirim Pesh Yochel Shechta, and Beis Hillel said that's Mutter to sell this cow, even though this Yisrael is Choshel al Shviyas, as we could say that potentially this Yisrael is buying this par in order to shecht it, and therefore we see that b'negei Yisrael lufnei evil isita michshal that Beis Hillel is toil l'kula. However, the Gemara continues that Amar Rabba, or as we will see in Taisis Diba Maschel, Rabba knows of in Chamara that some agurus Amar Rava, that midami, that how can you compare the Keser of Huna to the case of the Mishnah Masechta Shvius? It's Hasam Inon de Mitzvah Shvius Bemtem B'Shvius, as over there the Issa is purely based on Lefnei Ivel Sita Michal, as a person is not Mitzvah on Shvius Bemtem and Shvius, and therefore there was no Gzira based on She'ela Schirus Unisheni, and the only reason that it would be Asa is based on Lefnei Ivel Sita Michal. Therefore, we could be Toila that when you're selling this Parah to the Yisrael, that's Chasha Al Shvius, that we could say that he's buying it in order to shech the animal. That certainly in the case of Rav Huna, where Reuven is selling the parah to a guy, Gzeira is not based on Lefnei Ivel Sita Michal, but it's based on the potential that the soul will be over on the actual Issa, either Shvisas Behemtai, or he will potentially be over on the Issa Mecham B'Shabbos, who said, the Gabi Dozi Surim, we will be Telina Lekula. How could Rav Huna be Telina Lekula and say that when Reuven is selling this Behemah Gasa to the guy, that the guy may use it for Shchita, and therefore would be Mutar? And wherever the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya, Sabaya responded to either Rava or Rabba, V'chol Eichad Ad Mitzvah Asa, are you telling me that any time that a person has a Tzivoy, that will not be Toil Lekula, and it will be Asa? Arei Sada, the Ad Mitzvah, Shvisa Sedeo, B'Shvias, however we find B'Degei Sada, where a person definitely is Mitzvah, are making sure that his field is not worked on Shemitah, V'Tanyim, we learned in the Braisa, Eishame Oymim, Lo Yimka, Lo Yistay Nir, B'Shvias, U'Beisil Matirim, Eptesh Yoch Loivira, although Beishame holds that during Shemitah, a Yisrael cannot sell to a Yisrael that's Chasha al Shemitah, a field that is already plowed, as he's concerned that the Yisrael that's Chasha al Shvius will go and plant the field and will be even Issa Dereisa, and therefore the seller will be Oiva Lefnei Ivel Sita Michal. However, Beisil allows the sale, as Lemaisa we could say that the person that's buying the field is buying it with the intent to leave it fallow for the next year and he will not plant the field. And therefore we see that according to Beisil, number one, even though there's a potential for the Issa of Lefnei Ivel Sita Michal, we are still makel and we're toiled that the person will leave his field fallow. And number two, we see that we're not going to be geizer, that you can't sell this field to a person that's chashal shvius, because maybe you'll come to lease the field to this person and then you'll be ivan shvisa sedeu. Therefore, we would have a raya to the din of Rav Huna that since when you're selling the para to a guy, there's a potential that he's going to use it for shchita, so the gzeir of sheila and schiris and nisani would not apply. And keep in mind that just from this point of Abaya, we already disproved the second point of Rabba, and therefore we would have a riot to the din of Rav Huna. However, even so, the Gemara continues and will ask another question on the member of Rabba, and this question will be on the first point of Rabba, as Rabba stated, Midami Hasam Inon de Mitzvah Shvisas Behemte B'Shvias, and therefore we will be Talid Lekula. And on this point, Maskler of Ashi, Sir of Ashi, asked the following question, the Chol Hecho de Inon Mitzvah Shari, how can you state that any time that a person does not have a Tzivoy, then we would be Talid Lekula, and we'd be Materit, but Varei Kilim, but we know that a person is not mitzvah on shvisas kelim b'shvias. And even so, v'tnana, we learned in Mishnah Masechta Shvias, eluin kelim she'ina umen rishay l'meichum b'shvias, that these are the kelim that a umen cannot sell to a person that's chashal shvias during Shemitah. And the Mishnah brings examples, hamechresha v'chol kelea, oil v'amizur v'adekar, and you can't sell a plow as well as all its kelim. You can't sell a yoke, a shovel, or a hoe. And Rav Ashi's point is that even though there is no tzivui on Shvisas Kalim, we are still not Toila Lekula. We are not Toila that the reason why this person that's Chashal Shvias is buying these Kalim is in order to use these Kalim the year after Shemitah. And therefore, we see that this point of Rav or Rabba is also incorrect. Na'in Rashi HaMachresh V'chol Kalea is to Mayu Labedis Kaka. The standard use of these Kalim is for Abedis Kaka. And the Hachal Lab Mishum Shasal Kame Kazavalu Hashta Sharei Kosha HaMitsuyin. And since he could always buy these tools, therefore, there's no reason why a person would buy it during the year Shemitah unless he's going to use it during this year, and therefore it's also to sell these to a person that's Chashal Shemitah. And Rashi explains, Hamizra Shabai Zeris Hagirin Leruach Lehaver Akash, and this is a shovel they use in order to winnow grain, and when it's not the time of a Gairin, then you dig and you shovel in the ground. Vadaka is a mora, is some sort of a hoe, and I intended to do a masl of Hamizra, Pirisha Kuntra Shu Rachas, Shahifchim Batfua. The Kohen Sapala, the Kasher, Doksiv, but the Pasuk in Shai states, Rachas of a Mizra, and Alma Tre Milaninu, and therefore we see that the two separate things, and the Kach Perishri, do Kli Achash or Machresha, Ayin Sham, and Badaka, Pirsha countries, who Murish Kaim Psharia, the Kasheri, Darmina, Vushishli Daka Noitz, Vain Derek Murla, Nichri Noitz Bekaka, the Kach Nirla, Shu Kli Machresha, Shakarin Kultra, Vidaka Lias Noitz Bekaka, Ayin Sham. Elam. The Gemara now continues that because of this question, so Elam Ravashi, therefore Ravashi explains that the main point to consider when deciding if we should ask us something based on the Issa Lufnei Ivar or if we should be Tehila Lekula is if the Tehila Lekula is something which is very likely and therefore it makes sense to actually be Tehila in that item. And if this is a likely assumption, then the Issa Lufnei Ivar Leisito Michshol would not apply. However, if it's a very far-fetched assumption, then certainly we would not be Tehila Lekula and the Issa Lufnei Ivar Leisito Michshol would apply even in a scenario like a Kli where one is not Mitzvah on Shvi'as Kelim B'Shvi'as. Based on this point, we can now understand all of the Mishnayos that we brought, as well as the Kula Rav Huna. The reason why Rav Huna sold a behema gasa to a guy is because he felt that it's very likely that a person buys a para in order to shecht, and therefore we wouldn't be geiza based on a potential of lefnei evil esita michshal, and we also wouldn't have a gzira mishum she'ilu, mishum schirish, or mishum nisayni. Similarly, when Beis Hillel stated in the Mishnah Mesech Shvi'as that Yisrael could sell a para chareshes to Yisrael that's chashal Shvi'as during Shemitah, as even though this para knows how to plow, however, l'maisa, it makes sense that we could be toilet l'shchita, and we could say that potentially this person will actually shecht this animal, and therefore we didn't aser it based on a gzira of l'fnei evil esita michshal. And similarly, in the case where Reuven was selling a stay near to a person that's chashal Shvi'as, so once again, we would not make a gzira, as even though generally a stay near is stumel l'zriya kaima, however, we could still be toilet that potentially this person that's buying the sada will actually leave the sada fallow for the entire year, and why would he buy it at this point if it's Shemitah, and why does he wait until next year? That is because he doesn't want to lose the opportunity. And as Rashi states, the Sada Adam Kaifel Zeknaisai, Mishum De Inu Matzalai Kol Shal Leknais, and Mishum Shasal Kamei, Kazavanle. And even so, we stated that it's also for Yisrael to sell Kilim to Yisrael that's Chashid Al Shemitah, as Lemais over there, it's very difficult to be toilet that he wants to buy these Kilim for the next year, as certainly a person could always find Kilim, and therefore there's no reason that he should buy it now, unless he tends to actually use these kelim during Shemitah, and therefore the Issa Lufnei Ivar Leisita Michshol applies. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Zavino Chamara Liyisrael Achash Limkalei B'Kachavim, that Rabbi sold a donkey to a Jew that was choshed that he would resell it to a guy. And Amalei Abayin, Abayin said to Rabbi, my time of Mahachi, that why do you do this? L'maisa it's also for the Yisrael to sell behim a gasa to a guy, and therefore you are Ivar and Lufnei Ivar Leisita Michshol. However, Amalei, Rabbi responded to Abaya, Anol Yisrael Zavini, that I sold to a Jew, and there was no problem. Amaleis, Abai respond to Rabba, but Ozul Mazmalei Levichovim, that ultimately he will go and sell it to a guy, and certainly it would be also for you to sell it to the Jew, based on the Issa of Lufnei Ivar Leisita Michshol. However, Amalei, Rabba respond to Abaya, Levichovim Kamizabin, Yisrael Leikamizabin, do you think that this Jew will dafka sell it to a guy, and he won't sell it to Yisrael? And certainly, since there's a possibility that he sell it to Yisrael, that as we just saw from the story of Huna, that Benegeir the Issa of Lufnei Ivar Leisita Michshol, we could be Talina Lekula, and therefore I was able to sell to the Jew, as I was Talina Lekula, that he will sell to another Jew, and he won't necessarily sell to a guy. And I in Tezis, Diva Maschel, Rabbi Zovim Chamer, Li Yisrael, Achosh Limka Levi Chavim, and Tezis, Vekasha, the Rabbi Gufei Dachi Leel, Taim Drav Huna, the Tliya Shchita, the Parach Midami, as Rabbi himself stated, that we're not Talina Lekula by Lufnei Ivar, and how could it be that Rabbi now stated that since it would only be Asa, based on the Issa of Lufnei Ivar Leisita Michshol, therefore I was Talina Lekula. And Taisis brings two terutzim as v'yei shleima de lebasa de shamim mine kibla iu. Once Rav Ashi explained the previous Mishnayos and he proved the point of Rav Huna, so Rabbah was also chayza, and he also holds that b'negei lifnei ivlei sita michshal we would be talina lekula. And Taisis continues v'yei shleima, and it's also possible that Rabbah was not chayza, but leidami. But the two cases are not similar. To el lekalamit lekol kach b'shchita to rubel erad yizavni. That certainly previously it didn't make sense to Rabbah to be talina b'shchita, as most people buy paras for work. However, Rabbi felt that in our case it makes sense that we could be toiled that this Yisrael will sell to another Yisrael and won't necessarily sell to a guy. And finally, as we pointed out previously, Taisa explains L'sfarim D'Gasi L'El Rava V'Hach Rabba Nicha, and according to those that are Goyris in the previous Gemara Rava and our Gemara with Goyris Rabba, then certainly there's no question, as certainly Rabba agrees to the previous Gemara, that when we have the Issa of the Evil Yisita Michshal with Talina Lekula. And the Gemara now continues that Rabbi just taught us that if a Jew wants to sell something to another Jew who is choshed that he'll sell to a guy, then we could sell to that Jew as it would be telinan that the Yisrael will actually sell to another Yisrael and not to a guy. The Gemara is Isfei, to ask you a question from the following brisa. As the brisa states, makom shenagu limko behema daka lakutim meichrin, that in place where the minig is to sell a behema daka to a kuti, then you could sell it shalei limko imeichrin, and in a place where the minig makom is not to sell a behema daka to a kuti, then it would be also to do so. And the gemara asks, my taima, what would be the reason that it would be a makom where the minig is not to sell a behema daka to a kuti? Ilema mishum nechashidi arvia, as if you're going to say that kutim are also choshed that they have relationship with animals, but umichashidi are kutim really choshed on revia v'atanya. But we learned in the brisa, and this brisa will contrast dinim that are relevant to avdi kechavim and dinim that are relevant to kutim. As we know, it is machlekes if kutim were geri emes or geri arayas, but in either case, kutim definitely kept most of the Torah. In regard to goyim, the brisa teaches us im amidim behema pun goy shel avdi kechavim zecharim mitzal zecharim v'kevus esel nekevus bein tzarach loim and kevus esel zecharim v'zecharim mitzal nekevus, that it's also for one to leave their behemoths and stable them by the inn of Avdi Kechavim, and it doesn't make a difference if the animal is a male and the goy is a male, as certainly he will be revered that animal. And similarly, if the animal is a female and the goy is a female, then that would also be usher, and certainly revere is not relevant by two nekevos. And therefore Rashi explains, based on the Gemara and Daf Chav Beis and Beis, that Avdi Kechavim mitzuyin itzel neshech avrein, that Avdi Kechavim are mezana with their friends' wives, v'zimnim d'lo mishkachas la, and sometimes when the goy goes to find his friend's wife, he won't find her in the house, and instead he'll be mavia with the behemoth of the Yisrael, and therefore it's asar. The Brisa continues that certainly you can't place an animal that's in the keva by a male goy, certainly he will have relationship with that behemoth. Similarly, you can't leave a male animal with a non-Jewish female. And the Brisa continues, and you also can't give your behemoth to their shepherds as the choshel on revia, and as Rashi says, because the choshel al shvichas damim, and there's a potential that the goy will kill the Jew, and you also can't have your child go learn secular studies from them or to be apprenticed by them. And as Rashi states, and certainly you wouldn't want your child to have a problem with the goy, and in addition there's a problem of lufnei iver, as is also for a goy to perform mishkav zacha, as the Paskim Rashi states, and we learn v'lei b'zachar. And some explain that the reason for this halacha is based on the previous halacha that the goyim are choshen and shvichas damim. And this brisa continues and contrasts the dinim of a kuti to the dinim of a yedizara. And as the brisa continues, our midim behemu pundekay shakutim zecharim etzel nekevus v'nekevus etzel zecharim ve'in tzarach leim zecharim etzel zecharim u'nekevus etzel nekevus and u'meisum behemu l'reishlen. And therefore, clearly we see that kutim are choshed on revia. And the brisa continues, and as not choshed on shvichas damim u'meisum tinek lam de'sefer lam de'umnes. Therefore, in the previous brisa stated that makom shenagu shaloi limko behema daka l'kutim, that ein meichrin, it can't be because kutim are choshed on revia, and therefore it must be that the reason why you can't sell a behema daka to a kuti is because potentially he'll sell it to a goy that is choshed on revia, and we're not going to be toila that he'll sell it to Yisrael and not to a goy. And the Gemara continues and brings another raya against Rabbah, as Ve'itanya, as we also learned in the brisa, and this brisa all the dinim pertain not only to a goy but also to kutim. And the brisa states, "Ein meichel hem le zayin v'le klei zayin ve'mashchizin lan sa zayin ve'ein meichel hem le sadim v'le kolarin v'le kavalayim v'le shalshalei shabazol echad v'kicham v'echad kuti." That you not let sell a goy or a kuti any weapons or any klei zayin, and you can't sharpen their weapons, and you also can't sell them various types of handcuffs and foot shackles. And we will see what these are in Rashi in a moment. And the Gemara asks, my taima, that what is pshat in this brisa, as I name the chashidah shvichas damim, that if you're going to say that kutim are choshed on shvichas damim, but mi chashidi ha'amir m'sach rimon, but we know from the previous brisa that they're not choshed on shvichas damim, as we stated that a person is allowed to be m'sach with a kuti, and we're not worried that he will kill you. Therefore, the Gemara explains, elo mishum da asal ezvun alev de kachavim, it must be that the reason why this brisa tells us that it's also to sell these weapons to a kuti is because we're concerned that potentially he'll sell it to a goy, and therefore once again we see against the shita of Rabbah that we are not going to be toila that the kuti will sell to Yisrael and not to a goy. However, the Gemara continues and states that maybe you wouldn't have a raya from these brises against Rabbah, as potentially we could be mechal between the case where someone is selling an item to a kuti, where someone is selling something to Yisrael, as v'chitema kuti loyal v'tshuva, as if you will say that if Yisrael sells his item to a kuti, so certainly he will not be chayza, and he will sell these items to a guy. However, the Yisrael of a tshuva, that after the Yisrael will buy these items, he will actually do tshuva. And even though initially he may have intended to sell these items to a guy, but ultimately he'll sell them to Yisrael. However, the Gemara continues that even if you don't want to say that you have a raya from these brises against the shita of Rabbah, but for Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rav Avua, but Rav Nachman stated in Nimr Rav Avua, Kederach Shamru Asalim Kalei V'Kichavim, Kach Asalim Kalei Yisrael, Chashalim Kalei V'Kichavim, and we don't say that we'll be toiling in Yisrael, which is exactly against the shita of Rabbah. And the Gemara tells us that once Rabbah heard this, so Rabbah was chayza, and Rabbah felt that it was wrong for him to sell this donkey to the Yisrael that was chasher to sell to Avi Kichavim, and therefore Rabbah wanted to be chayza, and he wanted to renege on his transaction, and he wanted to get the chamor back from this Yisrael that was chasher to sell to an Akum. And the Gemara tells us, Rod Basrei, Tlasa Pase, Veikad Amar Pase B'chala, Loi Adrichei, that Rabbah ran after the buyer for 3 Pasa, which is 12 mil, which is a very large amount of area, or he ran 1 Pasa, but he was running in the sand, which was very difficult to do. Ultimately, he wasn't able to catch up with this person, and he wasn't able to repurchase the chamar from the Yisrael that was chasher to sell to an Akum. The Gemara continues, Amar of Dimon Ba'aba, Kederach She'asalim Kalei V'Kichavim, Asalim Kalei Listim Yisrael, that just like it's asa to sell weapons to a guy, it's also asa to sell weapons to a Yisrael that's a Listim Mizuyin. And the Gemara points out, Hechidami, that what is the case Rav Dimon Ba'aba is talking about, as Ed Chasher de Kotel, as if we're chashed that this Yisrael will kill someone, then Pshita, Hainu Evichavim, that there's no chiddush in his din, as this is exactly the same case as Evichavim, who is chashed al Ritzicha, be'idaloi Kotel, and if this Yisrael, even though he's a Listim, he would not actually kill someone, so my loy, so why can't you sell him any weapons? And the Gemara answers, Loyim Ledloi Kotel, that really this Yisrael doesn't want to kill anyone, and even so, it's us to sell weapons to him, as Hachamayiskina, b'mashmoita, the Zimun Da'ovid, Lasulei Nafshe, this Gana digs into people's homes, and he steals from people while they're not aware, but he knows that if anyone will stand up against him, he will actually kill him. And even though he's only chashed to kill someone in a very specific scenario where he's doing so in self-defense, Rav Dimon Ba'aba teaches us that it would still be asa to sell him any weapons. And it seems that Rashi explains that the Lashon Mashmoita refers to a pickpocket, as Rashi states, Listem Hashem et Mamim Yad Baylov V'nim Lat Vahilech Uchshirot V'achrov Nilcham U'matzal Atzmai U'ma'abed Zas M'maynai Ayin Sham. And before we finish, let us make a few points. As number one, when we explained the Gemara's first question on Rabbah from the first Brisa, so we explained it very simply that we're referring to the case of Behemah Daka. However, Ayin Rashi in Dibur Maschil Amalei Chashidi, and Rashi makes this question a bit more complex, as Rashi states, Amalei Chashidi Kutim Arviya Vafilu Hachik Tani B'Brisa Kamaisa the Behemah Daka Tali B'Menaga, and it's Mashma Ha Behemah Gasa Asul Zvunlu, then all cases would be also to sell Behemah Gasa to them. And I am Varshim who discuss why is it that Rashi went and made this question a bit more difficult, as L'chir it seems that we could have learned a question much simpler as we explained when we learned the Gemara. And I am Taisa Diva Maschal, I will call him Masbin Le, Lisol and Masbin, and Taisa states with Maskon and Maskinon, the Asalim Masbin Le Yisol Choshud, that it's also to sell an item to Yisol that's Choshud, as potentially he will sell to a guy. And Taisa is from the Gemara and Dafi Dalam and Aleph that stated that there is only an Issa of Lufnei Evil Esita Michshal, and there is no Issa of Lufnei de Lufnei, and Lachar over here, it's a case of Lufnei de Lufnei, as the Yisrael is selling it to another Yisrael, and this Yisrael that's Choshud to sell to a guy will then sell to a guy. And Taisa explains that the only time that we do not say Lufnei de Lufnei is only in the case on Daf Yudalid, we were discussing the case of a guy, and certainly a guy doesn't have an Issa of Lufnei Evil Esita Michshal, and Lefikach, in Anu Cheshid, and Ma'iv Chavin Yimka Lechaveroi, Aval Hachad and Mary Biyisrael HaChoshud, Anu Muzar and Shalei Yavish Shum Yisrael, Udei Tekala Yadeinu, and we have to be concerned that maybe the Yisrael will be Oivan Lufnei Iva by selling it to a guy, Ayin and Taisvis. And why is it that the Gemara came out that it was also for Rabbah to sell a donkey to Yisrael that's Choshud, Limka Levi Kachavim, and we're not going to be Taila that the Yisrael that's Choshud to sell to a guy will ultimately sell to a Jew, even though on Amud Aleph we saw that Rav Huna taught us that we will be Talina Lakula, and he sold a part to a guy, as he was Taila that the guy will use it for Shchita and not for work. And Taisa explains, Hachalei Talina, Dili Yisrael Mazmin Law, Shekach Yom Kalizeh, Kamei Lizeh, as over here, there's no reason to assume that he will specifically make sure to sell it to a Jew, as it's just as easy to sell it to a guy. And Ayin Demiri points out, Ve'in Litloi Shemim Karen Lizeh, Shagoyim Mitzuyim Liklis Behemis Elu Habe, Vesol Ein Rogilim Bekach, Ve'in Talim Matsu Lashayin Matsui. When the Gemara stated, Ein Meichel Hem Lizayim Vle And finally, let's go back to Taisus in the Mishnah on Daf Yudalam and Beis, where Taisus explains when the Mishnah stated Makum Shinagu Shloi Limka in Meichrin Pirish Mishum Chashash Reviya Va'aval Fnei Ivar, as we saw in the Gemara. And Taisus explains Umudloi Maflik Hacha Bein Isle Behemo Bein Lesle Behemo. And since the Gemara is not Mechalik between a case where the Goy already has an animal or in a case where the Goy doesn't have a Behemo Daka, so Alma Mashma Dafilu Isle Loi Vikichavim Behemo Achrinasa Asa, then even if the Goy has another behema daka and he could be mizana with that behema, that the issa of lufnei iva does apply. And Rabbeinu Chanan is bothered that why is it different from the gemara that we had in that vavim l'alef by takreves the isle l'day behema shari l'lishna lufnei iva v'hacha kaimina l'isle lishna k'deparashti. And over here we're going like the lashna lufnei iva, as we just explained. V'tiris Rabbi Huda the shani revia shumisav l'chol behema behema has been a gei revia, even though the goy has another animal, his taiva still extends to other animals, and therefore the Issel Lufnei Iva Leisita Michshol will still apply. And Taisa then continues, V'intayma, B'makim Shinagu Shalei Limka Nami, Neim L'Shchita Zavna, K'da Karmina V'Gamara, Gabi Rav Huna, D'Zavim Par Levi Chavim, Mishum Neim L'Shchita Zavna. That why is it then our Gemara, we stated that there were places that were noig not to sell a behemah daka to a guy because they were chashar Raviya, and L'Chaya, why wouldn't we say that we should be toilah that he's buying it L'Shchita and not to Raviya? And Taisa answers, and is Michalik, that B'yish Lemed, the Stam And Taisus continues that the Mishnah taught us that it's also to sell a behemah gasa to a guy, and even though the entire reason not to sell a behemah gasa to a guy is because of the work of the animal, but even so we will graze shavra atu shleimim. And once again Taisus is bothered with tema maishna mipar talinam be'ima l'shchita zavna uveshvurin vade l'shchita zavna. And certainly if this animal is already shavra, then certainly he's not going to keep it around in order to work, and certainly he will check this animal, and why would we say that it's also to sell such a behemah gasa to a guy? And once again, Taisus is mechalik that benegei shvurin with goyza shavar atu shleimin as shvurin ki chazul alma beis avichavim savri the shleimin nimkru, is when someone will see this animal that is shavar in the house of avichavim, he will think that the Jews sold it to him while it was shalim, and then it became shavar, and therefore they will think that it's mutter to sell a guy an animal that is shalim. However, avu para afilu achiyam ram ki chazul alma beis as a par is generally not used for so much malacha, and therefore people will understand that it was sold to Levi Kichavim in order to shecht. And Taisus explains, as you can't say that a par is not roi l'malacha at all. The Amrinam b'Gemara, and as we saw on Daf Tes Vavim Ad Aleph, that the Gemara brought a case of Yisrael shesachar par mikayin mashma de par bas malachi. V'chein, as we saw on Daf Tes Vavim Ad Beis, that the Gemara brought a mishnah masechta Shviyos that stated layimka le'parak haresha b'shvias amul bas malachi ayin sham, and we will stop over here.